And then it was this, it was the same year that they went up by, they scored a go-ahead touchdown to go up by two, or to go up by three, and they went for two for some reason, and they didn't get it, and they ended up losing, and Zook couldn't explain after the game why and what the difference was sort of between four
Who's
and five.
Who's got your card?
Oh, Zucker. Mind, right?
There's a card, right? That
was buddy.
It was the same. It's like, well, you know, they tried. They did all they could do.
There's a card.
There's literally a card.
There's a card that has all of the situations, and you should just use.
Yeah, four would have been just right there. You didn't need five.
Oh, my God. That is awful. Yeah. That is really awful. Well, gentlemen, thank you, as always.
Fun course.
Good to see you. The Bernstein and McKnight Show. Check them out every day, 9 a.m. until noon. You are listening to Sports Radio 670 WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey or your Chicago Wolves, because they're tied up at one game apiece with the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. The Wolves are home tomorrow. Wait, today is Wednesday. That means they're home today and tomorrow and Saturdays for games 3, 4, and 5 at Allstate Arena. For games, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Campy, do you remember the first album that you bought with your own money?
I believe it, what was it? It was like late 90s, probably bought... Not sure. I think it might have been Mothership Connection, Parliament.
Tony, do you even, did you even, was there ever a point where you
bought music?
It's true. It's true. You never had to buy music. Oh, that's great. That's so wonderful.
Make me a bicycle clown.
It's true, Tony never had to buy music. He was just ripping, just absolutely ripping the music like most millennials do. Welcome in. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock today. We got a lot of fun happening on the show, and we got a lot of cool guests. Kelly Krull of NBC Sports Chicago is going to join me at 12:25. We're going to talk about the Cubs, the team that she covers. I texted her while she's out on her run. She's like, listen, if I sound out of breath at 12:25, it's because I'm out running in the 80-degree weather, which isn't so nice. Henry Cejudo. That's right. The champ. He's going to join me at 1:20. Can I say it like Jason Derulo? Henry Cejudo. He's going to join me. We're going to talk about a whole lot of stuff. See, I'm just trying out for B96 so I can move our show to B96 or Jams or US 99, wherever we're going to. By the way, guys, I had a thought before we get to the rundown. I think that we should take what Ronji said about his producer in St. Louis. We should add it to what we think about Tony and throw in the old school SmackDown Shelly Showbiz Shelly thing. I think that we're going to at some point create a show called Are You Smarter Than a Millennial? We're going to do a game, and I think it's going to be Tony versus someone in the listening audience every week.
Who's Showbiz Shelly?
That's ridiculous. You should know who Showbiz Shelly is. She worked here for forever, and that's like her bit. Then she took it with her, and then Tony, they had to change it.
Tony's proven that he never listened to the radio before he worked here.
He's definitely... definitely didn't do that. Well, it's just fine. It doesn't change the fact that he's great at his job. He's great at keeping this show running. This hour is being brought to you by Burris Equipment. Visit them at burrisequipment.com for details. But yeah, that's on my mind. I was thinking about that all day yesterday. We're going to have a Are You Smarter Than a Millennial game soon on this show. And it's going to be you versus Tony. And it's going to be awesome. But we start the show as we start all things with the rundown.
Run them down.
The Rundown.
This is your rundown for Wednesday, June 5th. How do I know that? Even though Tony put June 6th, because June 6th is my birthday, and it's tomorrow. So here's your rundown for Wednesday, June 5th. Let's start with a little bit of NBA news, because the NBA Finals are back after a three-week rest that they had, apparently. And we're going to see if Klay is going to be on the floor. Here's what Steve Kerr says.
Well, he says he's feeling well and that he's feeling a lot better today than he did yesterday. And he thinks he'll be ready to go. But yeah, as I said the other night, that's Klay's always going to say he's ready to go. And what we'll have to determine is that a risk? If he plays, are we risking anything? If the training staff feels good about his ability to go out there and play without making things worse, then he'll play. But if there's a risk, we'd rather give him the next couple of days to continue to heal and hopefully have him out there for game four. But it's literally day to day.
I'm curious if we're going to see boxing one again against Steph if Klay isn't on the floor. Because that was interesting. They were like, oh, let's throw this high school defense out here. And it actually worked for a little bit. So I think you're going to see some moments where you see the boxing one show up again in the NBA Finals, which is crazy. Now on to Bears. Yeah, the Chicago Bears. Because their head coach was on the score this morning. Oh, I'm looking at the rundown. And I just knew that if we had Nagy on the air, that we were going to have to explore his opinion, not this show's opinion, on whether or not Mitch Trubisky is good.
We're just seeing here in OTAs, Coach Pagano's throwing a lot of good stuff at us right now, and it's given him an opportunity, whether it's with protections or whether it's a sight adjustment with the coverages, to not only just make the throw, but make the throw by making the right decision. And so far, we're really excited about his progress and really looking forward to doing it, full speed ahead in training camp.
And again, we could go to any one of the other 31 coaches and get the exact same cut about their quarterback, even the trash ones.
You know what? I just don't think he's picking this up that well. I'm a little worried.
Right. You know why? Because it's June. Don't worry, though. July 8th, a whole week of Is Mitch Trubisky Good shows. Put it on your calendar. I promise you we're not kidding. We're totally doing that on this show. As long as we're still here, and I imagine we will be, we are doing that. July 8th through the 11th, right here on the Lawrence Holmes Show. On to baseball. Remember yesterday when I said that watching White Sox games now is a different level of anger when things don't go right? Yeah, suffered that. Things were going great early on.
James McCann flips the ball into right field. That's a base knock. Moncada's on his way home, and the Sox have an early lead against Steven Strasburg with 2-1. Jimenez into right field off the fastball. Abreu's on his way home. McCann into third. Eloy Jimenez, an RBI single. Breaking ball. Sanchez left field and down. One run is home. Jimenez follows, and the Sox pile on Strasburg. It's 4-0 in the first inning. How about this? Moncada hits it very well. Deep right field and gone. On an 0-2 pitch, Yoan Moncada goes yard, and the Sox make sure he doesn't only give up four. It's 5-0.
Yeah, things look great. They were beating up Steven Strasburg, one of the best pitchers in the game. They were up 5-0. And then things started to get real bad, and they went downhill for Reynaldo Lopez pretty quickly.
Rendon high in the air, center field. Garcia warning track in the wall, and it's gone. Anthony Rendon on a three-run homer to make it 6-5 for Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, one has to wonder why Reynaldo... See, this is what happens when you start paying attention to games again.
They hurt now.
Yeah, well, they hurt because some of this is silly. You had a day off. Your bullpen was rested. Your starter threw, what, 30 pitches in the first inning? It was clear that he wasn't making it through six. Like, that wasn't happening. And you could feel it. You could feel like, they had some bad at-bats when they had an opportunity with two runners on and nobody out. Three bad at-bats in a row. And then you just knew in the next inning things were going to go sideways. And you're like, hey, why doesn't the manager pull the starter who clearly doesn't have it today? Here's the manager's explanation.
I mean, very inconsistent. I mean, deep counts, was missing his spots. I think, again, his ball to strike ratio is about even right now. So that's not what you want. You want 2-1 if you can, 2.5 if you can. He's just not being able to command right now as well as we'd like him to.
Exactly, which is why you should have taken him out of the game. But when the fan base is turned on like I am a turned on White Sox fan right now, I'm now paying attention. I'm not just looking at the final score and going, I'm watching the games and I'm going, why did Ricky do that? Why didn't Ricky do this? Why are they having bleep at bats when they're trying to extend a lead? This is what happens when the fan base pays attention. I was angered by the White Sox game last night. That's both good and bad. It's good because I'm back caring again. It's bad because you go and you look and you take the monocle out and you look a little close. What's a loot that a jeweler uses on a diamond? And you look and you go, wait a minute. There's some stuff that shouldn't be happening in this game. That's happening. In the game where you score 5 runs in the first inning on Steven Strasburg, you should win. Period. Paragraph. On to the Cubs. This Carlos Gonzalez thing seems to be working out.
Gonzalez swings, lines one to center, going back is the center fielder, and it's over Desmond's head. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Baez rounds third. He's coming home. Here's the throw, the slide, save. Baez scores. 1-1 here in the second inning on the misplay in center by Desmond.
You know what I love about Javi, and I'm not going to say this about any other player in baseball, just Javier Baez. I love that he doesn't give a bleep about stop signs at third. There's no other player that I want to do that in the entire game. But I love that Butter or whoever can throw up a stop sign, and Javi's like, nah, watch me score. They got to make two great plays to get me out, and I doubt they're going to be able to get me out. There's no stop sign with Javier Baez, damn it. That's the way it should be, and that's the way I like it. Shout out to Zach on a great call on that. And Kyle Hendricks had a really strong May. You want to talk about a guy who battled his way through a start? That's what Hendricks did, and he helped himself too.
Here comes the pitch to Hendricks. This one is hit in the air. To left center field, coming in is Tapia, and drops in! One run will score, and sliding into third base is Hayward, excellent base running. Kyle Hendricks with an RBI single. Cubs lead 2-1 over the Rockies here in the second.
2-2 to Tapia, swung on and missed, out in front of a Hendricks changeup, strike three, two away.
2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three, two away. The pitch, swung on and missed! Strikeout number 10 for Hendricks. Inning over.
It's a joy to watch him pitch. It really, really is. And the fact that he battled his way through that start last night and ends up with 10 strikeouts was really, really phenomenal. Then, hey, Joe told you on this show that Pedro Strop was coming back, and then Pedro Strop came back.
Cubs looking to improve to 33-26 on the season. Looking to end the Rockies' winning streak at 8. The 2-2. Ground ball, hit in the hole at short. Backhand Baez from the outfield grass. The throw to first in time. Fly the W. Cubs win again. Second straight victory as they beat the Rockies 6-3.
6-3, your final on the north side. We had the call right here on the score. Zach sitting in for Pat. I like the people who are texting saying they're enjoying hearing more of Zach. Zach's really good at his job. He's really good at it. I love his enthusiasm and he's gotten that pace of baseball down. Sounds really good. When Pat's not there, you got the right guy to back Pat up. Hendricks was talking a little bit in the post game about whether or not he's a strikeout pitcher now.
I don't think so. You know, I think I'm just doing a real good job being aggressive early. So I think I'm getting to two strikes, and I'm just finishing hitters right now. You know, I'm still trying to pitch the contact and just make good pitches. And it just happens right now that my good pitches are kind of ending up in swings and misses. It's just how it goes sometimes. You know, my focus is always on making good pitches, whether soft contact or they miss it. That's the goal.
He's so fun to watch. And if you're someone who doesn't have great velocity and you're growing up pitching, you're watching Kyle Hendricks, you're watching John Lester, and you're watching those guys get people out. That concludes the rundown for Wednesday, June 5th. We've got a lot of cool stuff on the show today. Henry Cejudo is going to join me at 1:20. In the next segment, Kelly Kroll is going to join me. We still have a lot of baseball stuff to get to. I was just going through the tape before the show, man. Like, we've had a lot of cool baseball stuff happening on the show over the last couple of days. So we're going to share that. And I heard the Matt Nagy today, and I knew that Tony was going to pull the Mitch Trubisky stuff. We'll go over it within a boundary of today is not the day that we're doing that show. July 8th is going to be the first day of four that we do that show. But we're not doing that show today. But it is good to have the Bears head coach on the score. It's really nice, and he says some interesting things that we'll go through a little bit later on. We need to take a timeout. What's it like to cover Javi being Javi? Kelly Kroll knows because she covers that team every day. She joins me next here on the score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Juwan Howard is now one for one as Michigan's basketball coach. On Monday, Howard hired Phil Martelli as an assistant coach. That's a brilliant move. Martelli was St. Joseph's head coach for 24 years before he was shockingly fired in March. It's always smart for a young coach to hire a wise old head to coach him on the bench and to be a voice of reason in practice and the locker room. Howard isn't young, he's 46, but he's never coached in college, and Martelli's experience will be invaluable to him. Howard's hiring, while very popular among Michigan men, raised eyebrows given the checkered history of the Fab Five. This decision is an indication that Howard understands that he needs to show people he knows how to run a college program, not just get weepy-eyed because he's so proud to be a Michigan man. St. Joseph's massive mistake is a boom for Michigan and for Howard. Good for him. He's now officially 1-0. I'm John Feinstein.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. We pride ourselves on providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. I'm here with Paul Sharfman of Specialty Cheese Company talking about the benefits of government-guaranteed lending. We help Paul with both SBA and USDA loans to help him consolidate financing and grow his business.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. The philosophy of the small business capital team at Byline Bank and what the team executes so well is working with riskier companies that have potential and mitigating that risk with government-guaranteed credit enhancements through SBA and USDA loans. Very persistent, diligent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
According to my research gurus, chances are you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Hungry Man, whose burger apparently tastes better at high speeds, and Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind, like the Sonata and Santa Fe, both with available blind spot collision warning. And both from the brand ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, according to Brand Keys. So next time you're behind the wheel, hopefully it's in a Hyundai. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now lease the Hyundai Tucson for just $189 a month for 36 months with $33.89 due at lease signing. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Based on 2010 through 2019.